Investigators looking into the Columbia space shuttle accident have released preliminary results from a long-awaited test. In the test, researchers tried to recreate what happened 81 seconds into the shuttle's launch, when a piece of insulating foam broke off from the external fuel tank and struck the shuttle's wing. At the time, engineers concluded that the incident did not pose a danger. As NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, the new test suggests the foam could have opened up a fatal gap in the wing's leading edge.
The test took place at the Southwest Research Institute in Texas. The institute has a giant air cannon, and yesterday it fired a block of foam weighing a little over a pound and a half at a replica of the leading edge, the front part, of a space shuttle wing. Patricia Brock is a spokesperson for the investigation board that's looking into the accident. She was in Texas to witness the test. The foam was fired at 530 miles an hour, she says, and on that very first try, it dislodged a seal shaped like a T that connects two panels on the wing's leading edge.
Even though this was only at 20 degrees, it was clocked at a 20-degree angle, which is almost like a glancing blow, the foam actually wedged in underneath the T-seal, and the T-seal was pushed. And it wasn't pushed greatly, but it was pushed from a thickness of a dime to more than a quarter of an inch. So that quarter of an inch slot is really quite large when you're considering that it has to enter at over 3,000 degrees heat. And this was a protective shield. That's what the leading edge is. It's a heat-protecting shield.
Earlier this week, investigators discussed their latest work to identify a mystery object that drifted away from the space shuttle while it was in orbit. That object, detected after the fact in radar data, best matches a T-seal. Patricia Brock says the Accident Investigation Board has still not reached any final conclusions about what caused the accident. One reason for caution is that the wing used in this test was made of fiberglass. The actual wing on Columbia was made of something called reinforced carbon-carbon, designed to withstand higher temperatures. Researchers will be testing a more realistic wing in the coming weeks, but Brock says the investigators are taking these results seriously.
Well, fiberglass is actually approximately 2.5 times more resilient to impact than what a reinforced carbon-carbon panel would be.
Does this suggest that you'll be able to cause similar damage or even greater damage to the reinforced carbon-carbon?
That is the suggestion, yes.
Another open question is whether such a narrow gap would have caused a problem. Michael Sutton, a mechanical engineer at the University of South Carolina, says the wing's leading edge is particularly vulnerable.
Once you have a gap of that nature with these high temperatures, getting into lower altitudes where the pressure of the air begins to increase, then that gap will open up. Once the gap begins to open up and things begin to penetrate inside, it could easily go catastrophically.
After Columbia's launch, engineers ran computer models to see if the foam could have damaged the shuttle. They concluded it wouldn't, but only looked at potential damage to the tiles, not the wing's leading edge. Harold Gaiman, who is leading the accident investigation, says the board will release what he calls a very, very thick report sometime this summer. It will include recommendations for changes at NASA, but Gaiman this week sought to put things in a broader context.
I think it's a bit unfair and hypocritical of us to say, look at the foam problem. You should have known that. Okay, give me another one. Tell me something else you should have known if you're so smart.
NASA is always being reviewed by some blue ribbon panel, Gaiman says. Somehow, the accident still happened. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.